Hello?
Hello, my name is Will Gomez, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
I'm actually in the process of relocating to Connecticut, the East Coast.
Okay, right, but you are registered to vote right now?
Yes, I am.
And what state are you registered? Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania.
Wisconsin.
Okay. Thank you. Just so we know and we have a sample of the audience that we're speaking to, can I have the year that you were born? Only the year.
1962.
Okay, thank you. Next question. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you think you won't vote?
I would definitely vote.
Okay, thank you. And if you had to pick right now, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now, in your own words, in a small sentence?
Oh, goodness. Equality.
Equality. Okay, thank you. Now, thinking back to 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump, or like many people, you skipped that one?
Neither. I was independent.
Okay, thank you. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Independent Kennedy.
Okay, thank you. Now, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that there's no chance you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. Donald Trump.
0.
0, okay. Joe Biden.
0.
Thank you. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, will you be voting for a Democratic candidate or a Republican candidate in your district?
Neither.
Neither, okay, thank you. And if the elections for the U.S. Senate were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Tammy Baldwin or Republican Eric Hovde?
I will vote for the Democrat.
Tammy Baldwin?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Neither.
Neither. Okay, thank you. Please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Do you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with the statement?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Okay, thank you. Next, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Next question. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read to you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, please tell me whether you disagree or agree with that. Either you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them. First one, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. President Biden should protect the undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Just so you know, we're almost done now. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you less or more likely to vote for him in 2024 election. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
I will consider voting for him.
Somewhat likely or much more likely?
Likely? Much, much likely.
Okay, thank you. Next, a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their countries due to the dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Definitely will consider it strongly.
Much more likely. Okay, thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely will consider voting for him.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade and protected from deportation, are protected from deportation.
Much more likely I will consider voting for him.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Much more likely will consider voting for him.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely will consider voting for him.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Much more likely I will consider voting for him.
Thank you. Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not concerned at all about each of the following. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities.
Very concerned.
Thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
Very concerned.
Thank you. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
That is something that I am very concerned about.
Thank you. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver and earn a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade.
Very concerned.
Thank you. Next. I'm going to read to you the different approaches from former President Donald Trump and President Biden that they have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. On the other hand, Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. Which approach comes closer to your own view?
The second one.
Okay, somewhat more closer or much more closer?
Somewhat closer.
Okay, thank you. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, will you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Robert Kennedy.
Thank you. As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or is in this country? Yes, a co-worker, yes, a friend, yes, a family member, yes, an acquaintance, yes, but I prefer not to specify, or no?
I'm sorry, you need to repeat that question again.
As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
I do, and I'm sure everybody does, one person or another.
Okay, is just a coworker, just a friend, just a family member, just an acquaintance, or yes, but I prefer not to specify, or no, I do not know anybody. Those are the options.
People, okay, I don't know how to describe this, but somebody that I know that works, not with me, not for me, but no, I know he and she works. I got a few people that I know.
Okay.
They're not related to me.
Okay, just someone you know. Okay, thank you.
Right, somebody that I know.
Okay, in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information, such as Spanish language radio program, Fox News channel or website, Univision or Telemundo, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp, MSNBC, CNN, or other major news network channels or websites, OAN, Newsmax, TikTok, or none of the above?
I only use National Public Radio.
Okay, National
Public. So I don't know if that's a choice.
Okay, yeah, that's a choice. Thank you. Next, yeah. Finally, I would like to ask a few questions for statistical purposes. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage? Cuba, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Central America, Dominican Republic, South America, Spain, Portugal?
South America.
South America, that will include Brazil, Argentina, Peru, Ecuador, Venezuela, Colombia, Bolivia.
Colombia.
Colombia, okay. Thank you. Colombia. Next, were you born on the United States mainland or on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
In another country.
Okay. Would you mind specifying where?
Colombia.
Okay. Thank you. Next, what languages do you primarily speak at home? Always Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish and English equally, more English than Spanish, always English, or something else?
Spanish and English, equally.
Equally, okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Something else.
Independent, that will be?
That would be, yes.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party?
Neither.
Neither, okay, thank you. Thinking in political terms, will you say you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I would say liberal.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Get a master's degree.
Master's degree. Okay, thank you. What is your religion, if any?
Catholic.
Thank you. And finally, and strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name only?
Giovanni.
Okay. Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research and that we may contact you in the future? Yes or no?
Yes, you can.
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. You have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye now. Okay.
Bye-bye.